visitation pass you by. So Elisha sent the prophet and he anointed Jehu while Jezebel was still in the throne. Jehu was anointed while Saul was king with his compromising self. David was anointed. Amen. Let me say something to you. If you refuse to follow the Lord and to truly, amen. Let me say something to you. If God has anointed somebody else to take your place because you have refused, Saul, the kingdom was taken from him. Refuse the bell. Jehu was anointed. Now, here's some interesting things about Jehu. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. And he arose and went into the house. This is the prophet that came to anoint Jehu. And he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Go back to verse 1 of this chapter. I want to try to find something. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. Somebody say captain.
Captain.
And Jehu said, unto which of us all, of all us? And he said, to thee, O captain. All right, captain. The word captain is actually the word we'll use, or is actually the word commander. Okay, he was sitting among commanders, but he was the commander that was chosen by God. Tell someone, you've been chosen by God. In other words, on Jehu, when he was anointed, there came a commanding type of an anointing. Not a bossy anointing. You bossing folk around. No, a commanding. You know, when someone has a commanding anointing, he's like E.F. Hutton. Remember that E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speak, everybody mad, they listen. They not agree, but they listen. There's something on you of God. Because God is about restoring divine government. And he's assigning you in a particular domain. He's not just sending you, he's putting a commanding spirit. You know, like grandmas and that. I remember my grandmother, when she would take us to church and we'd be back in the back, you know, laughing or snickering or whatever, all she had to do is look. It was some command on her. And you know, she knew just the look to give us. And we were straightened right up. No words had to be spoken. Because there was a commanding spirit. See, God's going to place or has placed, and I want you to take it, receive it right now. A commanding spirit. Why? Because our assignment, our mandate is to take out a corrupt government. I'm talking about in the spirit realm, to take it out. Tell somebody, you are equipped. You're called. You're mandated. It's your assignment. Now, as I said on Wednesday night, stay with your primary assignment. Amen. Don't settle for less. You've been anointed with a commanding type of an anointing. The second phase, or the second aspect of this captain, a commanding type of an anointing carries with it spiritual rank. God is raising you up to take on opposition, to take on spirits and subdue them without a whole lot of blood and guts. I said, God is raising you up to take on these things that you've not taken on before, that have been oppressing our city, oppressing your world, exalting itself against the knowledge of God in your world. Tell somebody the portal is opened. Spiritual rank. You know, the sons of Zebulun, I love to talk about them. That tribe, Zebulun, were men of war that were expert in war and skillful with all weapons of war. But the key with them is that they could keep rank. Amen. There's a spiritual rank that God has given to you. There's a depth of strength that if it's not already come to you, it's coming to you because the portal is open. And God has need of you. Amen. The prophet came and anointed Jehu and said, it's your time now. My God has need of you. You take it from here. Elijah started it years ago, but now it's come to this, to where the stronghold is going to be torn down, taken down. Amen? Are you ready to pull some strongholds down? You see, apostolic warriors are concerned with government. We're not just fighting, you know, for the sake of fighting because we can fight. No, we're fighting to pull governments down. Governing spirits that don't have God's mandate, that are not godly, that are oppressive, that are evil, that are wicked. Tell someone you're anointed for it. There's a depth and a strength inside of you. I declare it in Jesus' name. Come on, right now I break the spirit of slavery off your mind, off your spirit, off your body. That, see, the spirit of slavery causes fear. We curse fear right now at the root in the name of Jesus. Fear of evil, fear of repercussion, fear of retaliation, fear of darkness. We break that right now in Jesus' name. I curse the root of it and I command it to die. No fear here. Say that with me. No fear here. Afraid of what they're going to do to you. Afraid of what's going to happen when you start to prosper. I tell you what's going to happen. God's going to protect you. God's going to bless you. God's going to make you shine like a light. He's going to raise you up to be a star. Amen. A star seed. Worry about losing that spirit of fear and slavery is broken. Fear of losing. Fear of poverty. Fear of sickness. Fear of death. The devil is a lie. Perfect love casts out fear. Somebody say it again. No fear here. Fear of getting hurt. Fear of being left behind. Fear of persecution. The devil is a lie. God gonna bless you and favor is gonna follow you. People that don't even know you are gonna like you, gonna favor you, gonna wanna bless you, gonna be touched by your life. We crush the spirit of fear right now in Jesus' name. I told him this morning, the devil gonna know your shoe size because he's gonna be under your feet. He gonna know what size shoe you wear. How many know he's under our feet? Get him out of your head. Get him off your back. He belongs under your feet. Come on, somebody stomp on him right quick. What you gonna do? You see a cockroach running across the road. And he tried it, they fast sometimes, you know, try to. Oh. Gotcha. He ain't that fast. You got all them legs, but I got a big foot. I told a story of a friend we had growing up in middle school. They call it middle school now. We call it grade school. He's an eighth grader, played on a soccer team. His name was Jerry, good friend of ours. And I was talking to my brother, and we were talking about how when we played soccer, Jerry was the only one, I think, in our district or anybody I knew that could kick the ball. He was our goalie. Could kick the ball from the goal all the way to the other goal without it touching the ground. But Jerry had excessively large feet. You could put two shoes in one shoe. But boy, could he kick that soccer ball. See, the enemy knows you got big feet. Come on. I had a brother tell me, one of the brothers in church came and told me one of the services. It's been about 2-3 weeks. He said, "Apostle, I just want to share with you what I saw." He said, "When you were walking up the steps, it was a Wednesday night service. He said, I saw you with combat boots on." Amen, amen. I said, "I received that." Amen. God's been preparing us 3 or 4 weeks for this time. Amen. See, he dropped this in my mind about apostolic warriors. But that was just an indication, yeah, you're moving in the right direction with what I want you to start to impart, because we're going to war. And when I say war, we're going to conquer. We're not going to be defeated. We're not going to exchange blows. No, we're coming and we're taking back everything. Come on, why? Because God has anointed us. God has appointed us. As a man thinks in his heart, so is the man. See, that's the problem a lot of times, how you think. What you're thinking about, where's the level of your thought life? Where your mind is where you are headed. Tell somebody, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. Tell somebody, I always triumph in Christ Jesus. He ain't never lost a battle. And he never will lose a battle. Even when it looks like you're losing, you ain't losing. I mean, we wrestle. In the course of a wrestling match, your enemy may get the leverage on you momentarily. But tell somebody, I got some moves. Anybody that wrestle knows you got some moves. You know how to get out of stuff. Tell somebody, I got some oil too. I'm slippery. He might have had me, but he can't hold me. I'll slip out of that grip.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.